Feel the connection. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to My Wave Podcast. I am so excited. I just looked down here and I know you as Ross Gunn, but I just looked down and saw that your first name is actually Jacob.
That's right.
Yeah. So where did Ross come in?
So according to my parents, you know, they didn't want us to have nicknames like Jake or JR and stuff like that. So our whole family goes by our middle names.
Really?
Yeah.
So Ross is your middle name?
Ross is my actual middle name, yep.
No way. That's pretty cool. That, like, your mom and dad go by their middle names too?
They do.
No.
And for different reasons. My dad didn't want to go by his first name because his dad was also his first name.
Okay.
So Norman, he goes by Greg.
Okay.
And then my mom just doesn't like her first name. It's Doris,
which
I can't blame her, but she goes by Nina. Her middle name is Anelia.
Really?
But she goes by Nina.
Oh, wow.
So, and then my brother is Christopher Adam.
Okay.
He goes by Adam.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Family tradition.
I think it's a North Carolina thing.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I've lived in North Carolina longer than I lived anywhere else.
But okay.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You're all out thing. Like the mountains. Like, maybe it's a mountain thing.
Yeah. Hendersonville, you know, Asheville area is where they're from.
It could be. It could be. Yeah. Well, ladies and gents, we're going to be hearing from Ross here in just a little bit about his most memorable wave. But you might be hearing some background noise. We are at the Roastery. The Roastery is owned and operated by Vigilant Hope Ministry. Vigilant Hope has an incredible ministry. You can check them out at vigilanthope.com, but also you can get some beans roasted and ordered directly to you or shipped directly to you. Just check them out, vigilanthoperoasting.com or vigilanthope.com. Their little slogan is good coffee, good purpose. They're our sponsor for today just because we are sipping on some good coffee. What did you get, Ross?
I got a chai.
You got a chai? Oh, yep. Chai latte. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, so that's what I get is tea.
Okay. All right. I've got the caramel latte. Which is my go-to. I like a caramel latte that doesn't have too much caramel so that it drowns out the coffee.
Right.
But I guess I'd err on more. Give me more coffee flavor than caramel flavor.
Yeah.
But I like them to balance each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks, man.
Yeah, of course.
For checking it, buying me some coffee. And thanks, Roastery, for letting us set up this morning at their place on 16th Street, just off of Market and 16th in Wilmington. So if you're ever this way and you want good coffee for a good purpose, check out VigilantHopeRoasting.com and come on in. Great environment. Also, if you are enjoying what you're listening to and would like to assist us in our endeavor here at My Wave, you can buy me a virtual coffee. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/MyWave and you can buy me a $5 cup of coffee. Just says, hey, appreciate what you're doing. I've had folks buy me 10 cups of coffee. Talk about being wired that day, but no, one cup of coffee. Anything is appreciated and we thank you so much. All right. So, My Wave podcast focuses on you, the surfer, and your one most memorable wave. I think, Ross, you and I have only surfed once or twice together. Twice.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, once was on the north side of Johnny Mercer's here at Wrightsville Beach.
Right.
And it was kind of a weird day. It was like kind of big and chunky.
It was.
But side drifty. Shore.
Yeah.
And then the next time, it was kind of a south swell, and it was on the south side of Mercer's, and it was kind of fun that day. It wasn't big, but it was kind of long rights, and that was a fun
day.
Was your brother out on that one as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Was I met him the first time we paddled out? That day on the north side.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you're from North Carolina.
Originally born, yep, near Charlotte.
Near Charlotte. No waves in Charlotte.
Nope.
And then you recently moved here from Pensacola, Florida, right?
Exactly.
So where in this journey did you start surfing?
Probably right after we moved to Florida. I was about 13.
Okay.
I had some friends that surfed, and they got me into it, and I just never stopped. Yeah.
And was that in Pensacola?
It was in Pensacola.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Pensacola is in the Gulf. Mm-hmm. And the Gulf is not necessarily known for its waves.
No, it's not known for it, but it would actually surprise you.
Yeah.
they do get some very, very good waves sometimes.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. I've got a coworker that lives down there, mutual friend.
Right.
Lisan Doncaiescu. I'm trying to get him on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do it. He'd be fun.
You need to put the pressure on him.
I will.
So, Lisan, I'm tagging you in this Instagram post, and the challenge has been thrown out.
Yeah.
Ross is challenging you.
Let's do it.
But, like, he rips.
He does.
Like, amazingly. And then Sterling Spencer.
Sterling Spencer
is from the Pensacola area, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that guy,
he's one of the, I mean, his style, he's one of the best for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Even after his injury and his recovery, mm-hmm. even some of the stuff he's posting now, man, he's still fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a funny guy.
He's a very funny guy. Yeah. But a friend of mine went down to Pensacola maybe a couple months ago, and he decided to throw a couple boards in his truck, and he went down there. He was going down there for his work, and he said he went down to the pier just to check it out, and he was like, wow, that actually looks like fun. And so he found it out, and he said he scored like 2 or 3 days of really fun surf.
Yeah.
So there you go, golf.
It can be really flat as a lake, or it can be really punchy and fun.
Yeah.
So.
And that's where you learned.
I did, yep. And I think it's a good place to learn too, especially, you know, as you progress. If you can surf well there, you can surf well anywhere, because it is very punchy and the waves aren't necessarily easy.
Yeah.
So I think it gives you an advantage when you go somewhere that's, you know, an easy wave to surf.
There you go.
So
cool. Because who else from any other golf surfers that?
I mean, obviously there's both the Yanceys. So Sterling's dad and his older brother.
Okay.
So, but as far as big names, I can't think of anyone from the Gulf. Most of them came from the East Coast.
Gotcha. So, but now you're here.
I'm here.
About a year now?
Almost. Since December.
Okay, so not even a year.
Yeah, about 6 months.
Yeah. Have you scored any fun waves here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, compared to Florida.
Okay.
Or the Gulf, I should say, because I've surfed all over the East Coast as well, but compared to the Gulf, definitely. I mean, when I first moved here, the day after, there was some fun surf. So I didn't hesitate.
Cool.
And I've had some really fun surf here.
Good deal. Yeah. I hope to surf with you more and more.
I'd love to.
Yeah. So where are we going for your most memorable wave?
So the first wave that came to mind was in El Salvador.
Okay.
Now, you know, keep in mind, I haven't really been to that many places.
Where have you been?
I've surfed all over Florida and El Salvador, and that's about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, El Salvador, they had the best waves I've ever had. But my most memorable wave was not the best wave I had there. It was just one of the largest, and it was a pretty decent wipeout for sure.
Okay.
And Lizon had a first, he had a very good point of view of it as well, so he can vouch for this wave.
All right, maybe if we get him on here, he can talk about what he saw.
Yeah,
it was your perspective and then his perspective on that wave. So I just had the opportunity to travel with Lizon to El Salvador a couple 3 weeks ago.
Right,
and that was my I've been to El Salvador before, but never to surf. Right. And man, I was blown away at just El Salvador.
Yeah,
awesome spot.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Like warm water,
yeah,
85 degrees, fun wave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just look right now. ISA World Longboard Championships were going on while we were down there. The ISA, got some construction going on here.
Some noises.
the ISA Olympic qualifiers is going on. I just
right
finished.
Now. Oh, did finish? Yeah. Okay.
And then next week is WSL event there at Punta Roca.
Punta Roca, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Sunzal with the ISA World Longboard, Bocana and Punta Roca, I think, were both venues for the ISA Olympic qualifier stuff. And then WSL. I mean, it's a happening spot.
It's growing big time. I mean, and I was there 2 years ago. And they were just building the roads to get to Surf City. And so at that time, the crowds were not bad. But from what I'm hearing now, the roads getting there, there's a lot of people surfing there now.
New airport, nice roads, and pouring more money in the infrastructure all the way down. Like, we went all the way down to towards Honduras to some of the breaks down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, Yeah, everyone was crowded. I mean, it didn't help that ISA Worlds were there, and all their family, and what, 140 some contestants. So it was a lot of people. But then, you know, all the local guys that just rip.
Yeah.
And then the Brazilian Storm that just follows everywhere around the world.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, it was fantastic to be there.
Yeah.
And which break was this your wave at?
This was at I'm drawing a blank on the name. It's where Puro Surf is.
Okay. Azonte.
Azonte. Yeah. That's right. And it was just supposedly, according to some of the surfers, the locals there, the swell direction and the wind direction wasn't ideal for that spot when we were surfing, but it was just kind of a big chunky day.
Yeah.
And we went out anyways. And just caught a pretty large right.
Yeah.
And it just...
So Zante, though, is like in this... It's a right...
Some kind of cove or something. Big,
but it's a cove, so you've got the rocks off to the right. Yep. And then you've got this cove that comes in. And if it was a big day, what was the rip like? Because it seemed pretty ferocious to the left. And then you could get in and get into your right and pull out. Anyway, I think it was Zante that... cleanup set came through on me, and I saw it coming. I was like, oh, stink. And so I paddled and paddled, and then I tried to go as deep as I could go, but it just landed on me, ripped the board out from under me, stretched my leash from 6 feet to 9 feet.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't break.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling this leash. I'm like, whoa, this leash is way longer than I remembered it. And then I turned around and took the second one on the head, and then got back up, waiting for the leash to break at any, like, because I was down there, and then I finally got it. In the third wave, I was able to not quite get as destroyed.
Yeah.
But I was already stuck inside. I'm like, you know, I'm done.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
But beautiful spot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just the big cliff on the one side, and then you've got all the rocks and the houses, and I think they're houses. But, yeah, it's just, it's awesome.
It's a beautiful place. El Zante.
El Zante.
And Puro Surf is a very nice resort.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, and you know, just to get there is kind of a, at least when I was there, it was a rough road to get there in the first place. But
yeah, getting down off the main road, it's bumpy.
Yeah.
But once you're down there, man, it's
beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Anyway, can't tell y'all enough about how good El Salvador is, but I probably shouldn't be saying how good El Salvador is because...
Secret spot.
Secret spots are not secret anymore.
Right.
It's starting to get crowded. So don't go there.
Yeah, you got to go when there's no WSL and competitions.
Right.
I'm sure it's different.
I'm sure it is. It was way packed.
Yeah.
So you're at Zante, and you paddled out on a day where the swell wasn't, wind and swell weren't necessarily ideal or cooperating, but y'all sent it anyways.
We did. Yeah. Supposedly the swell was a little larger than what El Zante likes.
How big?
Oh man, I don't even know. I mean, it was double overhead for sure. But as far as, you know, giving you the feet, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I have pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we post one on Instagram.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
It didn't show the actual wipeout part, but you know, it only takes half a second to get a good picture.
Yes. Yeah. How many cover shots are met? You know, they're like, they're in the barrel. They're smiling big, probably not because they're in and that, but it's probably because they know they're not going to come out of this.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe they do the whole thing, you know, on those cover shots where if he didn't come out, we're not going to post it.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not going to publish
exactly.
it. You know, it's got to be a good score.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I've actually never been properly barreled before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that's partly because I just haven't been anywhere with proper barrels.
Right.
You know, in El Salvador, we surfed Sunzal a lot, which I love Sunzal, just the longest right you'll ever get on. But it's not going to, you know, just it crumbles. There's no barrels. And then this wave at El Zante could have been a pretty intense barrel, but it took me down big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I only got one wave up at K59, and I got pictures of it. It was like first wave of the day, you know, early. I think we were in the water by like 5:15, 5:30.
Yeah.
And it was already getting crowded. And, you know, when it's crowded, I'm not a great backhand surfer.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit on the inside. I got to watch tons of people do amazing things, but I picked off one, and the guy captured it.
Awesome.
And so I got some pictures I'll show you later.
Yeah, I want to see.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my goodness, that's me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but barrels, I mean, we don't get a lot of barrely days here, yep. But the occasional barrel to get in, you hope you can get out.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've been in plenty of them, but I've never come out.
There you go. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Keep tucking in.
I know. Got to keep trying.
That's good. All right. So you paddled out. Big day. Made it out. And now you are, what was the crowd like? A lot of people? Just a few?
No, it was just, and I can't remember who else was with us. It was Lizon, myself, and somebody else. And it was just three or four of us.
Okay.
And one of the local guys that that works at Pearl was there as well. But I think Brian Perez had been just surfing for a little bit and gotten out, and then we paddled out right after him.
Speaking of Perez, he made the wild card for
I saw that
El Salvador next week.
I didn't get a chance. So he hasn't surfed yet?
It's next week. I think it starts on the 9th. The window starts on the 9th.
I saw he made the wild card. I wanted to watch him.
Oh, wait. What's today? Is today the, today's the 8th. So today tomorrow.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Super nice guy. And I hope he goes far.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be good for El Salvador.
Yeah, it would. All right, so you're all sitting out there, low crowd, big waves.
Yeah.
What happens next?
We caught a few. I mean, I caught a few before that. They were fun. And then this one was just a far, you know, you could tell it was a bigger set than some of the previous ones. Mm-hmm. And I just went for it.
Yeah.
And
okay, hold on. You don't go from Pensacola to El Salvador without some type of progression.
Right.
Right. So yeah. Started surfing at 13. This was just a few years ago. So you've been surfing how long? 10 years?
So
15 years?
If I started when I was 13, I'm 31 now.
Okay.
So this was 2 years. Yeah. So, you know, about 8 years at that point, or 9 years or something like that.
Yeah.
I should say I've been to California a lot.
Okay.
Forgot to mention that. So I have surfed, you know, some legitimate waves in California.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think I learned fast.
Okay.
With anything, really. And so I've progressed decently.
Okay. So you're a fast learner, athletic guy. So what advice would you give to somebody who's maybe they're beginner, they're intermediate, or not quite an intermediate? What advice would you give them about next steps, especially pushing yourself in larger surf?
Well, as far as larger surf, definitely you just have to go for it. I mean, if you're intimidated, that's okay, but you still have to just... You're going to fall, so just go for it. But then, you know, try not to rush it, mm-hmm. and then watch a lot of surfing. Mm-hmm. I think it really does help to watch those who are really good and pay attention to how they move their body,
mm-hmm.
and how they use their arms and their hips and all that kind of stuff. It helps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. The invention of the YouTube has really helped a lot. I think a lot of people surfing.
Yeah. Or anything, really. You can find anything on YouTube.
That's right. How to take care of my hangnail.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how to tie a tie or something. It's something so simple.
Yeah. But nothing replaces getting in the water.
Right.
And I heard a guy talking the other day. He was talking about TOW, time on water. That's the only way you're going to progress.
Right.
And you got to put in the reps, put in the poundings.
Yep.
Push yourself in those situations where, okay, I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a little intimidated. These waves are heavy. It's there's a fine line between knowing your limits and sitting on the beach and just watching,
right?
And pushing your limits,
yeah.
And putting yourself in those moments of, oh no,
yeah,
this is going to eat me,
yeah,
yeah.
I think you learn something. You know, I can't speak for someone who's professional who does it for a living, but any time I surf, I learn something,
mm-hmm.
something new, whether it's really small or really big. But I think what is really important is to surf as much as you can, no matter the conditions.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that will say, the surf's not that great. I'm not really going to go out, or they only go out when it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an offshore clean day, that's the only time they surf. I think that's a mistake. I think
right.
You should always surf. If there's a wave that you can get onto and you're one of progressing, that's, you should just go.
Yeah. There's wisdom in that, getting body, the muscle memory,
yeah.
the body workout. the body beat downs,
right?
All of it is adding to the learning curve and
yeah.
the progression of getting better. So here we are. You're sitting outside. This set is coming. You see it and you turn for it.
Yeah.
And you said Lisan was sitting. He was paddling back out.
Yeah, I think he had just caught one and he was paddling back out.
Okay.
And this was a heavier, just kind of a chunky wave,
mm-hmm.
and I could see it in front starting to pop up, and so I'm pumping real hard to get in front of it.
Okay. And so you're already on.
I'm already on.
And you're looking down the line.
I'm looking down the line.
Now question, are you goofy or regular?
I'm regular.
Okay, so this is your right. front side yep. on this right point break.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So keep going.
Yeah, so I look down the line and I see it start to wall up. I'm like, okay, well, I got to get some speed here. So I'm pumping real hard to get in front of it, and it starts to wall up, and I can see I'm about to get into a barrel.
Oh, snap.
So I kind of hang out for a little bit.
Was Lisan screaming like, yeah?
I think I might have heard something. I don't remember. You can ask him because he'll probably remember. But, yeah, you know, it started to pop over my head and then.
Okay, so it is barreling over you.
It's about, yeah.
Okay.
Just for a little bit.
All right. So as we've been doing this podcast over the last year and a half, when we would come to terms and words that surfers know.
Right.
What when you said wall up.
Yeah.
Define that for our listeners.
So, you know, I guess instead of just this whitewashy kind of crumbly wave, you just get this just up and down wall of water.
So almost like vertical.
Almost vertical.
And,
yeah.
And on a bigger wave, that's a lot of stand up is a vertical. Like you're literally, yeah. you know, if you're listening, go stand next to a wall, look down the wall.
Yeah.
And think this is the transition point of a wave before the lip throws.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking at.
And it's heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy. A gallon of water is 8 pounds. So just however many gallons that wave is.
Yeah, and the thicker the lip, the more weight is coming. Sorry, we had to take a quick pic.
Yeah, selfie time.
So you see it walling. Lisan's in there, probably grinning, because he's either like, he's probably thinking, this could be the wave of his life, or this could be the end of Ross.
yeah. I think he was not far away. I mean, I think he was pretty close paddling out. I'd have to ask him to remind me, but I know he saw.
Yeah.
And then it you know, the lip just comes right down on top of me. And
oh, no. So yeah. You didn't get in.
I was in for just a split second, and then bam, that was it.
Oh,
yeah.
On the head, on the shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, I went down pretty hard. But it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what happens now when that, you're like, oh, you're excited, and then it goes, you know, the curtain closes, literally.
Yeah, the curtain to close for sure.
And you're underwater. Explain what's going on under the water.
So you get tumbled for sure. There's a you have to just let yourself relax. Like, you know, if you tense up too much, then you're gonna make it worse. So you just kind of let the wave take you where it's gonna go. Let you roll a couple times, and then you just hope that you can climb to the top. You gotta. You know, once you get rolled a few times, you're not really sure which way is up. So
right.
You feel for your leash or something like that and pull yourself up there.
Yeah, because when you're down there and you're tumbled, you are a ragdoll.
Yeah.
And you're getting thrashed around.
You just hope you can get up there, and then you're swimming in foam for a couple seconds. So that's not fun either, but mm-mm. Totally worth it. It always is.
Totally worth it. Yeah. Now, why is this? Because you've probably caught better waves.
Yeah.
Rode better.
Yeah.
But why was this your most memorable?
I think, you know, location is one of them.
Mm.
Surfing with some really good guys, having a witness of the wipeout.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thrill of a large, just heavy wave is fun.
Yeah.
And it's memorable. And it was the closest I got to a legitimate barrel, so that's part of it as well.
Well, that's awesome, man. Thanks for sharing that with me and the listeners, man. Hopefully, because when you share the story, one, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've seen those cliffs, and
yeah.
I've seen, you know, I've had coffee at Puro Surf, and you know, ate dinner there one day.
Got good food.
Yeah, very, and yeah, just so when you paint the picture, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And but I appreciate you sharing, so yep. that hopefully our listeners who have been sort of there or maybe there can relate and appreciate that. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, anything else to add to your story before we jump into our hang tent?
I don't think so.
So once you got beat down, you paddle back out?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How long did y'all surf the rest of that sesh?
It wasn't a very long session, I don't think, because it started to get dark, and we were going to eat dinner with the crew and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it was towards sunset, so we weren't out for very long.
Okay. Yeah. Got to take those moments. Yeah. Awesome. All right, we're going to go to hang 10. 10 quick questions, sort of. Depends on how long we elaborate on them.
Right.
Let's start out with... Well, we did the goofy regular, so you're regular foot, so that doesn't count in the 10.
Okay.
So, and you're not a coffee person, so we'll take that one out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the smell.
You like the smell?
Yeah.
You like the roastery here where we're at roasts their own beans.
Right.
And so, you're here in a little while, you can see smoke plume out the backside of it, and I like the smell. It's kind of a burnt, woody...
Yeah, it's a good smell. Yeah. I like it.
For sure. Okay. If you could have 1 hour, and the question written here is, and a cup of coffee, but if you could have 1 hour and a glass of hot tea with any surfer from any generation, any time period, who would it be?
Oh, man. You know, I've never thought about that before.
Silence.
Yeah. Thinking hard on this one. There's a lot of really cool ones. I think anybody would want to sit down with Kelly Slater, but that seems too easy, you know?
Well, you'd mentioned Andy Irons earlier when we were getting ready to start.
Oh, yeah, well, he's a legend, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I would choose him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Brett Farley would be really cool. Am I saying his last name?
Barley.
Right? Barley. Brett Barley.
Yeah.
I think he would be really cool. I follow him on Instagram.
Right. He and his photographer, Jeffrey O'Neill, the videographer, those guys do amazing work. Their videos are worth your watch.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and tag him too because I've met him. We're not best buds by any means. I just shook his hand, got a picture taken with him. But he's been the barrels that he's been in at Outer Banks just blow my mind.
Yeah. Like he posts something every day of it, and it's just
he insane. Sends it. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a fun combo.
Yeah. I've just heard he's a really cool guy in person. So
I've enjoyed my 30 seconds with him.
Yeah.
So there you go. Brett Barley. Good, good. Where do you go to check for waves? Like what website, what app?
So if we're talking about forecasts or well, right now, I was using Magic Seaweed a lot, but now it's Surfline.
Rip.
Yeah.
Surfline.
That's kind of the only thing I've used recently just because of the Magic Seaweed situation.
Okay.
So Surfline is what I go to at the moment.
Cool. Have you ever heard of Pinpoint Surf?
I have not.
So Pinpoint Surf is a local guy, engineer that put together this. I don't know if he's launched his app yet or not, but you can go to pinpointsurf.com and he does a great job. I actually interviewed him on the podcast.
Okay.
And he adds an additional layer to his forecasting models called bathymetry. And it's really cool. Pinpointsurf.com. And like I say, I'm not sure if he's got the app out yet, but he's only mapped like maybe I don't know, Delaware to Florida,
right?
A little bit of Puerto Rico, just because it's his thing.
Yeah,
he and a little crew of guys cranked it out. It's pretty sweet.
I'll check him out. Otherwise, other than forecast, I just go on the cams with the cams.
Yeah,
that's my go-to.
I have been bummed though. Maybe this has happened to you, but it happens to me all the time. I look at the cam and go, oh, it looks really fun, and then the time it takes me to get my stuff, drive down there, pay to park, and walk out, it's gone.
Yep.
Wind's on it.
Tide.
Everybody coming off. Yo, you should have been here an hour. Yeah, the story of my life. Oh, man. Hey, what's your favorite wax?
I don't have a favorite, to be honest. I'll use whatever. I tend to use Palmers and Sticky Bumps the most.
Okay.
you know, I don't even think I've used FooWax before. Everybody talks about it.
Yeah, it's great stuff, but you better wear a top or it'll rip every mole and
yeah,
it'll rip your nipples off. And
yeah,
yeah.
Sandpaper plus stickiness is on par with that one, I guess.
Yeah, it works good though. So really, you're whatever's rolling around in the back of the truck.
Yeah, is exactly. Yours. Random go. Pieces everywhere.
Is this cold water
or yeah, warm water? That's the problem.
Now that you've lived here only 7 months or so, where do you like to go after session, post session eats? Where would you say this is my fave so far?
I haven't gotten into something yet, I don't think.
Okay.
You know, everybody likes the classic acai bowl afterwards.
Yeah.
So I've gone to Zeke's and gotten one of those.
There you go.
And that one's pretty good. But I typically just go home. Yeah.
There you go. The casa.
Just, yeah, saving money, I guess.
Yeah. Crazy prices nowadays. Warm water and okay waves or cold water and consistent waves? Which would you choose?
Well, what do we mean by okay waves?
I guess okay meaning there will be good days, but the average day is just okay.
Oh, so we're talking about over time, yeah. Not just one day?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. How cold? How cold's the water when we say cold
always,
water?
Always in a wetsuit. Always in a full suit. So you know, could be a 3-2, could be a 4-3, but always in a full suit.
Yeah, no, I think I could go with cold and consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like California, cold is not bad at all.
Right.
I could go with, you know, Southern California.
Yeah.
I could do that every day.
Yeah. But then when you're sitting in El Salvador and it's 85.
Man, that is nice too. But those aren't okay waves. Those are epic. Always.
Those are epic.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Must watch surf movie. Must watch.
Man, I feel like I haven't seen enough of them, but... And I don't remember the names of every one of them, but does documentaries count? Have you seen the AI documentary one? That one was pretty good.
No, I didn't. And AI meaning Andy Irons, not
Andy Irons.
ChatGTP.
Right. Exactly.
GPT, GTP.
They're listening to us right now.
Yeah, they are.
There's some really old ones, but I don't remember the names of them. So I feel bad. I can't really contribute to that question.
Oh,
but
good.
There's a couple older ones that I know I've seen that were pretty epic.
Cool.
I just don't remember the names.
Cool. I'm always asking this question, one, because I've not seen a lot either.
Yeah.
But there are some surfers that are like, this one, that, like they should do a podcast just on surf movies, you know?
Yeah, I have not seen that many.
All right. You said you've traveled El Salvador, California, East Coast, but if money weren't an option, time weren't a factor, and you could take a trip anywhere right now, where would you go?
Ooh. There's a lot of places I'd love to go to.
You can only choose one.
Man.
Right now.
Right now. I think Bali would be cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bali would be pretty fun. I mean, that's just one place, but I'd love to mention a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a ton of places I'd love to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bali would be pretty cool. I don't know why.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you won a competition and had to donate 50% to the charity of your choice, what charity would it be?
There is a charity that, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's that actor that died in a car crash. Is it Paul Ryan?
Hmm.
He has a organization. I think it's what's it called? Worldwide something organization. They do a lot of disaster relief and stuff like that. I'd donate to that.
Okay.
For sure. I've looked into it before, and I wanted to volunteer at one point, but that's something I need to. Maybe I should look that up so I can say the name. That'd be
While you're looking, I'll ask you some easy ones that don't require a lot of brain power.
Let's do it.
How about
multitask?
Coke or Pepsi?
Neither.
Neither.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm not a soda guy.
Okay.
I you know, I'm maybe in high school I drank all the root beer, but never been a soda person.
Gotcha. Sunscreen. What's your go-to sunscreen?
You know, I've actually stopped wearing sunscreen for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't really wear it that much. But if, you know, I'm kind of a kind of a health freak, health nut.
Okay.
So it'd have to be some pretty natural organic crap.
Do you know any of that?
Like brand names?
Yeah. Like what would you be like to help our listeners? Cause I've always been similar to wax, whatever's rolling around the back of the truck. Okay. Right. I need some sunscreen. You're like, I'm really wrinkled.
Yeah.
Cause I've been in the sun a lot, and I tell people, dude, make sure you wear your sunscreen. Cause I'm only 28. Look at all these wrinkles.
Yeah.
You know, like what would you say is a organic, safe for yourself, safe for the environment
sunscreen? There's a brand that I know I have at the moment. Oh man, you're getting me with all these names that I can't think of.
See, that's why you should drink coffee, man.
I know, right?
It wakes the brain up.
It's something, it's mineral something. Maybe I can look that up too, but I think I'm saying some of these names wrong for sure. it's mineral something.
All right.
Let me see.
Last question.
Yeah.
Other than surfing, what do you enjoy doing the most?
Exercise? Yeah.
Like in the gym or?
Mostly, yeah, I would say in the gym. I think weights are really important. So mm-hmm. I do, lots of lifting.
There you go.
I think that's one of my many joys.
There you go.
Just being active and moving.
Yeah. You got to move.
Yeah. If you just stop moving, that's when you start dying.
Game over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. How has surfing affected your life for the good?
Man. Well, it's kind of an escape as well. It's mm-hmm. an amazing escape, because when you're out there, that's what you're thinking about.
And yeah.
If you got something else going on at home or in your life that you're struggling with, usually it distracts you for a little while.
Yeah.
And but it keeps you active, keeps you outside.
Yep.
Keeps you in the sun.
There you go.
Good community.
Yeah.
And
all positives.
Yeah, surfing's addicting. It can, yeah. Just getting that good wave is, you're always searching for another one.
Yes.
It never gets old.
Yeah, even that stand-up wall in front of you in El Salvador that clamped you and sent you to the bottom, you want more.
Right, exactly.
Because you come up, you're like, I survived, and that was fun.
Yeah, yep.
Well, cool. Well, man, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me, buy me a cup of coffee here at the Roastery. And thanks for the Roastery allowing us to set up. And guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Hopefully, we'll have some more out there soon. Last thought here before we let everybody know which clothes music you chose, because there's a conversation between the reggae or the old surf punks song My Wave, and so people are going to find out which one you chose here in a sec. But we always close with this story. Earliest reference in history, recorded reference in history to surfing, where do you think that might be?
Location, as far as geographical location, or
maybe it does have geography involved, but it's recorded.
I feel like the basic answer would be Hawaii.
Okay, some Polynesian kind of.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if that's not real.
Well, this is just my take, and I might be stretching it a little bit, just a tiny. But in the scriptures, we read in Acts 27 verse 44, Paul was in a shipwreck, and the ship had got lodged on a reef in the Mediterranean. The waves were pounding it, breaking it up. The captain said, if you can swim, swim. Others, it says, in Acts 27:44 in the Bible, it says, some made it on pieces of the ship. So cargo, boxes, whatever was in the ship.
Right.
But then it says, some on boards. So I'm just thinking, it makes a distinction between pieces of the ship and boards and swimming. Like, there's three distinct ways to get in.
Right.
You could float it in, or maybe you could ride it in. I don't know.
I think it's a very good possibility. It's
plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it floats, it can surf, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe those early mariners were like secret surfers.
Yeah.
You know? And once they made it in, they're like, dude, everybody's safe. Let's paddle back out.
I'm going to believe it.
I'm going to believe it too. Ladies and gents, thanks so much. Thank you, Ross, for hanging out with me today.
Thank you.
And here's Ross's closer. Yeah!